Happy evening or morning or wherever you are in the world today. My name is Ariana. And Gara Hale asked me to lead the session tonight. Going forward, the Sedona Method instructors, coaches, and facilitators will be helping leading these monthly free support calls. Hale will continue to lead them from time to time. However, I'm very happy to be here with you tonight. So the floor is now open for questions and assistance. If anyone has anything they want to ask or need assistance with, please raise your virtual hand now. Okay, beautiful. I hope I'm saying your name right, Zara. I'm going to unmute you right now.
Thank you. And yes, that's correct.
Zara, can you tell us where in the world you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm from calling from BC, Canada.
Oh, wonderful. How are you? How are you tonight? Or we
Yeah.
may be on the same time zone. I'm in Dallas, Texas, actually, right now. So,
Okay, Dallas. Yeah, I think it might be 1 or maybe 2 hours ahead, but not so far. Maybe just the one. Yeah.
well, wonderful. And how are you
Yeah,
doing?
I'm good. Definitely happy to have this call, as you know, there is something that I do have this kind of push pull, and so it's just very timely, and I'm very thankful.
Beautiful. How would you like to? What's coming up for you,
Okay.
either in this moment or today? Speak your mind.
Thank you. So there's a situation where I met someone who it's only been like a month, and you know, we talk a little bit on the phone, message a little bit, and I feel that and the way the meeting occurred is, oh, there's maybe a potential to do a little bit of volunteer work together. But then what's happening for me, because I can only speak to my experience, is I feel like there could be something a little bit more. And so I find myself reading between the lines, wondering, is the text going to come? Or, hey, you know, like if this is happening within me, and then I feel bad if it doesn't. And then if I don't want to be the one to always, you know, like, so I just don't know how to like just let it be what it is without going 10 steps forward, without making up stuff. So that I don't know why I'm struggling, but I feel like somehow I've become a bit hooked because something about it does feel good.
Right. So this is something we can all relate to, correct? When we have this beautiful energy that comes up and we put a label on it, good, bad, right or wrong. So can you maybe just start by allowing whatever coming up to simply be as it is without any label? Can you welcome whatever energy that arises when you think about that situation?
I can. I can. It feels like it does something to me, though. Like it's like making me, I guess it's taking me right to my head. Like, but I guess you're just saying, just let it be.
Well, that's interesting. So whatever pull that is, can you just welcome the pull to, again, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but whatever pull that you have to identify or label it or personalize it or make it something special, whatever that is for you, can you just simply welcome that desire to want to do anything with it? And do that even more, like welcome any emotions that come with that in this whole spin of energy. Welcome any concepts, any labels, any stories. And welcome as well any desire to want to do anything with or about it. So any desire. You want to hold on to it, to pull it close, to make it real. Any attachments? Zara, can you welcome that as well?
I can.
Beautiful. And then can you welcome any sense that this is personal? It's about you and who you are. Any desire to want to identify with this, be branded by this, to sign your name on this, take ownership of this. There's any of that, can you welcome that as well?
Yeah, it almost, it's a little bit almost embarrassing in the sense that, let's say there's a beautiful butterfly and all of a sudden it's like, it's mine, it's mine. I want it. And I can't just let it just be there and just so beautiful. And when it got, when it, and when it goes, right? And if it comes back, it comes back.
Well, notice if you can shift your awareness to see that you are the foundation into which all that has the opportunity to arise. You are the foundation that holds all these experiences to come and go as they will. Can you make that shift to the awareness? That subtle shift into you're the altar, that you're actually the platform on which all these experiences can come, go as they will.
Yeah, I can.
Beautiful. And what's coming up now in this moment?
I think definitely like a distance from it and more just back into just witnessing and observing and enjoying or not enjoying or whatever it arises, but there's just definitely more of that distance. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Would you like to go through it one more time or do any
Yeah, if there's the yeah, if that's okay, but also understandable if you need to move on to.
No. I would love to go through it one more time. So, when you think of the situation, what's the first thing that comes up?
I think just a desire for connection, like, because it just so sweet and warm and
Right.
yeah.
And that's such a beautiful thing. So, can you welcome any wanting involved with that? Any wanting, any seeking, anything outside of you and another's approval, control, any emotions regarding that feeling? Any wanting to do anything with or about the situation, including hold it close, any attachment.
Yes, I can welcome that.
Beautiful. And then can you also welcome any sense that it's personal, that it's about you and who you are?
Yes.
And can you simply welcome the love that all is? Can you rest as the love that all is? Or another way to say that is, can you actually find anyone here now who is apart from the one love that all is?
No. So, yeah, it's like it's all contained in that one field
Right.
of love.
So can you be open at least to the possibility that you are the source on which all of these experiences come and go?
Yeah, that's kind of a whole new perspective. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the first time I thought about it. And I don't know if it was Hal, but it was either Hal or a teacher that told me that all the love you've ever felt, when you feel love, you're actually experiencing your own soul. You're actually experiencing like your true nature. And the person that is the stimulus, we often contribute. We give that person, like, we give them the credit for being the one that made us feel love. But no, in actuality, they just stimulated us to feel the love that was always inside of us, that we are the source of. And so I don't know why that came up, but for some reason it came up. And ultimately, you are the source of everything that you seem to desire outside of you, or all of these energies that seem to pull you in one way or another. Ultimately, they're stemming from you, from yourself. And so it's just a beautiful concept to even contemplate with releasing, to go back and finally realize, all of these things ultimately have one source. And where could they come from if they don't come from inside? If we don't have a familiar, if we're not familiar with that, how can we recognize it even in another person? It has to come from inside.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for that shift. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for raising your hand.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, I hope that helped, and love to speak to our Canadian neighbors. So
Thank
hope
you.
you call back soon.
I
Thanks,
will.
Zara.
Thank you
Thank you.
too. Okay.
All right. That was beautiful. If anyone else wants to raise their hands, I am going to lower all the hands. And the floor is now open for questions, assistance, anything you want to ask. Wonderful. We have a few hands raised. So I will go to Artika. I hope I'm saying your name right.
Yes, that's right.
Artika, that's such a beautiful name. I don't think you've heard that name before.
Thank you. I
Kartika,
it's a
thank you
good
so
name as
much.
well.
Thank you. Thank you so much for raising your hand. Please tell everyone in the Zoom room where you're calling from and how you're doing tonight, what's on your mind.
Yeah, I come from Indonesia.
Oh, beautiful. I was
And
just in Bali. I love
oh,
Indonesia. Yeah.
thank you. So I need some assistance because
Okay.
these past 2 days I feel unwell in my body. I feel like my head, especially the right part of my head, I feel so much pain, like something pulling from the inside. And
Okay.
it's so it's disturbing. It's so because it hurts so much.
Okay.
So
What
I
kind
need
of
assistance.
therapy are you going through? Do you mind sharing, or?
Well, yesterday I just sleeping all day.
And is this pain, is it in a certain part of your body? Is it all over? How long has it been going on?
Yes, it's all over. It starts from my neck and then going up to my right head and then going down up to my foot. That is only in the right side. I'm sorry, left side, not the right
Only in the
side.
left side. All right, so we're gonna do walk you through like a two different techniques. I want to start with some triple welcoming with you. So if you when you bring up this entire pain and this entire memory of the pain, what's the first thing that comes up? The emotion, the beliefs.
I feel so angry.
Very angry.
Yes.
All right. And so, great. Can you simply welcome that anger? Because a lot of times when we have anger, the natural tendency is to resist. We don't want to
Yes,
feel
yes,
this.
yes. I feel
So,
that.
Kartika, just for a moment, can you pause and allow yourself to breathe and just welcome this anger that you're feeling?
Yes, yes, I can.
Just take a deep breath and welcome the emotion, the anger, and if there's any other emotion into this moment, and allow yourself to completely feel it, the anger.
Yes.
And then, can you welcome any desire to want to get rid of the anger?
Yes.
And any wanting to change it, wanting it to go away,
Yes.
wanting it to be different than the way it is, just welcome that.
Yes. Yes.
Just allow yourself permission to feel that way. All the wanting to change it.
Yes.
Can you allow yourself to feel that way?
Yes, I can.
Beautiful. And then, can you welcome any sense that this is personal, that this is about you and who you are? Any
Yes.
sense of identifying with this pain, as this pain, that this is you? Any feeling that this is personal?
Yes.
Is there any of that?
Yes, that is.
Okay, so allow yourself to feel that. And then allow yourself to notice or feel into what's beyond. If this pain wasn't here, what would be here instead?
If the pain wasn't here,
What would be here?
what would
What's
be here
beyond?
is, well, I think there would be comfort. There would be, like, I feel like my body feels light.
Yeah.
If there is no
Like.
pain, and comfort, and joy and happiness.
Beautiful. Okay, so finally, just for now, could you let go? It doesn't mean that you're letting go of whatever sensation that's there, but can you let go of the memory of the pain just for now? You can pick it back
Yes.
up But just for now, can you give yourself permission to let go of the memory of the pain? Beautiful. Would you let go? On when?
No.
Beautiful. And so, again, welcome all of the memories of your condition, all the memories it brings up, all the anger, all the pain, all the hurts. And can you notice that you have to go into your memory to really evaluate, to draw that picture? You have to go into your memory to get all of the history of this condition, everything you know about it. And can you welcome that? Can you welcome whatever that brings up inside, all the memories?
Yes, I can.
And just for now, can you let go of wanting to know how this is going to end up? Could you
Yes.
let Yeah, so much of the suffering is in thinking we know, right? How what's gonna happen. And so just for now, can you let go of wanting to know how this is gonna be?
Yes, of course.
Yes. And can you welcome that, Kartika, which is beyond knowing?
Beyond what, I'm sorry.
Can you welcome that which is beyond knowing?
Oh,
Beyond knowing.
yes. Yes, I can.
Yeah, can you be open to the possibility that your comfort and happiness and peace perhaps lies in what you don't know?
Yes.
And can you welcome
Yes,
that even more? Can you
yeah.
be open to the possibility that your comfort, your lightness, joy, and happiness,
Yes.
you don't even know how it's going to come, but it's coming.
Yes.
Can you welcome that as a possibility into your life?
Yes, I can.
That it's beyond your knowledge right now.
Yes.
Beautiful. And I want to do a holistic release on you because this is, and those of those listening that are dealing with any physiological pain, I highly recommend holistic releasing. So we're going to start with an area of the body that has no pain. So Kartika, if you can just think of one area, it could be something like as small as like your pinky finger, but just maybe like a piece of hair, any area of your body that doesn't have any pain.
Oh, it's my cheek.
It's your cheek. Okay.
Yes.
So beautiful. So can you welcome that place in the body that is pain-free? So your cheek. So can you welcome that area that you have no pain, that you feel
Yes, I
light and comfort? Beautiful. And then
do.
now can you welcome the pain as well, the pain that you feel, because we're not going to resist it. We're going to welcome the pain. So all the areas in your body that have pain, can you welcome that as well?
Yes, I can.
Okay. And then can you welcome the areas that have no pain? Can you welcome your lightness, your comfort, and your joy? Beautiful. And can you welcome the areas that have pain?
Yes.
Beautiful. And can you welcome the area that feels light and pain-free? And can you ask
Yeah.
any other areas, known or unknown, to join as well? Any other places
Yes.
in your body, can you ask them to join your cheek?
Yes.
Beautiful. And then can you welcome the areas that have pain?
Yes.
Beautiful. And one last time, can you welcome the area that has no pain? And then consciously or unconsciously, can you ask any other place in your body to join these areas that are pain-free?
Yes,
Just give them an invitation to be light, comforted, and joyful.
yes.
Beautiful. And can you rest as that is beyond pain or lightness? Can you rest as that is the foundation for all sensation?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Wonderful. And how does it feel now, Kartika?
Well, it feels like the pain is gone.
Oh, well, that's
There's a
amazing.
little, yes, there's just a little. A little pain left, but
Yeah.
the majority of pain is gone.
Oh, well, that's beautiful. So what I would recommend is we can even do it now if we just want to welcome whatever
Yes.
pain remains and invite it to
Yes.
stay as long as it would like.
Yes.
Invite whatever remaining pain just to stay as long as it would like. But also at the same time, invite your comforts, your happiness, your joy to be here
Yes.
at the same time. And what you'll notice is there's a very subtle dissolving. They kind of even each other out.
Yes, I feel that. So amazing. Oh my God.
Ah, beautiful. By the way, I love your picture. Thank you so much, Kartika.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes,
Thank you
thank you.
so much, Ariana, for your help, for your
Ah,
assistance.
beautiful. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank
And
you. Thank you.
my warm greetings from Indonesia.
Thank you so
Thanks for
much.
raising your hand. Bye,
Thank you.
Kartika.
Bye.
Okay, everyone. So I have a little announcement before we continue. So this is our short announcement for our September calls. I just wanted to take a quick moment to let you know that Hale will be leading the Sedona Method Fall Retreat beginning September 15th. Now you can learn more about this event and enroll at sedona.com/fall2025. And we really hope to see you there. This has been maybe my third year attending Sedona Method retreats, and I could not recommend anything more. It was just one of those crazy situations where I was in college studying hypnotherapy. And my professor at the time said, out of every method that he's ever tried, he couldn't recommend anything more than the Sedona method. And maybe one day after that, I joined my first Sedona method retreat. I think it was 2021 or 2022, and it was just so life-changing for me. I felt it catapulted me years ahead in my entire peace, serenity, spirituality, wherever, whatever you want to call it, just made me such a happier person. And the simplicity alone, it's helped me become a better therapist, a better coach. For those of you who don't know, I run many like yoga retreats internationally, and my favorite release technique to this day is the Sedona method. So I couldn't recommend it higher. The international group of people alone is such a beautiful thing. You'll network, you'll meet friends from different countries, and I couldn't say anything more about it. Just sign up if you can. And yeah, we'll get back to the floor. So if anyone else has any questions in need of assistance or in need of a release, please raise your electronic hand now. Okay, we have a lot of people on the call, but we have a lot of people that are shy right now. So if anyone would like anything to share, any questions, any feedback, any goals, any gains, go ahead and raise your hand now. We have Marie. Beautiful. Let me unmute Marie. Hi, Marie. How are you?
Good, thank you, and you?
I'm wonderful. Thanks for raising your hand, being one of the brave ones.
Thank you. So.
Yeah. How are you today? Please tell everyone where you're calling from and
I'm from
what's on
Montreal,
your mind.
Quebec.
Yeah, wonderful. Another Canadian. I love it.
Yeah.
Two
Thanks.
Canadians tonight.
Yes.
Beautiful. So what's on your mind, Marie?
Lately I've been doing the money course.
The money course. Okay, wonderful.
And it's really going really well. Like I do have more money coming in, and my investments are doing great. And now I just started becoming like really scared of losing it. Like, good things must come to an end, or like some sort of stuff like that that started coming up.
Yeah, very natural, very normal. It's a very natural, very normal thing when it comes to
Yeah.
making money. We're afraid to lose it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So when you think of this situation, is there any emotion or anything that's like very feels very sharp, or you said that the feeling of loss, what does that stir up emotionally?
I think it's like fear.
All right. And so can you simply welcome that fear? Yes, so take a deep breath. And when you think of this entire situation, you allow yourself to feel everything that comes in without judging it, without thinking it's wrong, right, good, or bad. Can you simply allow yourself to feel whatever you feel?
Yes.
And the first thing that comes to you, Marie, please share with us what that is.
Yeah, I think it's that maybe that I'm not enough, or I'm not worthy of having it.
Right. Okay. And so can you welcome that feeling of not enough, unworthy, all the memories and concepts attached to that? Maybe it's not even yours. Maybe it's someone else's in your family. But can you simply welcome whatever memory that brings? And then can you welcome any wanting to do anything with or about that? Any wanting to not have that feeling? To push it away? To change it? To want it to be different? Any wanting to anticipate what happens with the money? To plan things out, just any wanting to do anything about the entire situation. And then, can you welcome how personal it feels that this is you, this is your specific problem, that you are identified with this entire ball of energy? And can you feel into that identification, how personal it feels?
Yes.
Beautiful. And as best you can, just for now, can you simply, as the observer, let go of that entire energy? Just for now. Could you let it go?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yes.
And when?
Now.
Beautiful. And so, again, think of the entire situation around money, the fear, the unworthiness. Anything else that's tied to that, any other emotions that comes up?
Yeah.
And can you simply welcome the emotions in without resisting, whatever it is you feel? Can you allow yourself to feel everything? As you think of that situation, can you also welcome any wanting it to be different? Any wanting to control the situation? Any wanting security? Separation, oneness? Marie?
Yes. Oh,
Okay.
okay. I was just thinking about the
Yeah.
feeling. I would say approval.
No, beautiful. And if one of those ones is stronger than the other, let me know, like if you have like a very
It's
strong
I'm
sense of
stuck in between
control
like
or
oneness or approval.
okay. So can you allow yourself to feel deeply into that.
Okay.
And just for now, can you give yourself permission to stop giving your power away to this ball of energy?
Yes.
Can you notice that you're giving your power away to this energy?
I didn't notice it before.
Well, that's fine. That's why we're here. That's why we're on the phone.
Yes.
can you feel, and again, if this doesn't have to be yes, it can be no. Can you feel that you're giving your power away to this energy.
Yes.
And just for now, can you call your energy back away from identification?
Yes.
And instead of labeling fear, unworthy, can you just rest as the awareness that allows for all energy and all experience, regardless of the label?
Yes.
Beautiful. And so let's go through that one more time,
Yes.
but in a holistic way. So can you welcome all the feelings of lack or unworthiness or fear that you feel when
Yes.
you, and can you also welcome any and all places that you feel whole, abundance, sure, little or small?
Yes.
Beautiful. And then can you welcome any and all place you feel fear, unworthy, lack?
Yes.
And can you welcome any and all places that you feel sure, that you feel whole, that you feel confident?
Yes.
Beautiful. And one last time, can you welcome any places that you feel the fear, the lack, the unworthiness?
Yes.
And can you welcome any and all places that you feel sure, whole, confidence? In any other word that makes you feel loved, can you welcome that as well?
Yes.
And instead of identifying as the emotion, can you rest as the foundation, the source, or the awareness in or on which all of these energies appear?
All right.
Another way to say that is, can you just rest, or can you relax into the self? Can you just relax into the self that is beyond any energies, good or bad, right or wrong?
Yes.
Beautiful. And how does it feel now?
Better.
So I have some little homework for you, Marie.
Yes.
Whenever you're feeling as you're doing like the money course, and this is a very, very common thing, right? Like whenever, especially we're dealing with money, and it could be a situation where, we're about to get more than it feels too good to be true, and it's almost like some kind of subconscious pull that's like, oh, are we sure? Do we deserve this? I would just go back and forth with what we just did, which is basically welcoming the feelings of insecurity, of fear, of anything else that's a synonym for you, and then welcoming all the places in your life that are abundant, and going back and forth. Because what you'll find is that it dissolves when you actually put the focus on the places that in your life that have always been the opposite of lack and fear, then they dissolve. It's just a complete, they cancel each other out, and so you're at peace. So I would play with that whenever it comes up, just going back and forth and seeing how it kind of changes your state. It's been very helpful for me.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Marie. Was that a good place to end, or would you like to continue?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Well, thank you so much for raising your hand, and greetings to Montreal. I heard it's a beautiful place, so
It is.
would love to come soon. Thank
Thank you.
you, Marie. Have a beautiful night.
You too.
Hi, let's call on. Is it Therese?
Yes, that's right.
Hi, Therese. How are you? Good
Well, thank you.
evening.
Thank you.
So please let the Zoom room know where you're calling from and what's on your mind today or this evening.
I'm calling from Australia. It's nearly lunchtime here.
Oh, beautiful. I just came from Melbourne, so love it there. Well, wonderful. What's coming up for you today?
I'm really new to the Sedona method. I feel like I should mention that. So I feel a little bit of a fear that I'm not going to be able to do it because I have been having a bit of trouble with it on my own. I've really got some stubborn resistance to, I think, to letting go. I'm not sure.
Well, the good news is that you can't get this wrong. So it's impossible to get wrong. So you're off to a good start.
There's a few issues, but I'll go with one for the call today that the most recently came up in this household.
Okay.
And it's my relationship with my husband, specifically with parenting.
Okay.
I see him as being very critical of our daughter, and it often escalates into conflict between us. And
Right.
I'm trying to apply the Sedona method, and I suppose if I'm not wrong, I'm trying to let go of wanting him to be different.
So there's so many beautiful, I'm so glad that you brought this up because there's so many beautiful ways of dealing with partners. Have you done the cleanup procedure or are familiar with it?
No.
Okay, so I love that we can walk you through like a first release on resistance. And then since you've never done the cleanup procedure, I can walk you through those questions. And I
Okay.
find m most people absolutely love it. It's a beautiful way to work with anyone that you're in a relationship with. So I highly suggest that we go through those questions. But if the
Okay.
first thing that's coming up that's the most profound for you is resistance, let's do a quick release on that resistance since it's here anyway.
Yep.
So beautiful, Therese, in this moment. As you think about the situation with your husband, as you really get into your feelings and take a deep breath, what's the first thing that comes up? Is it an emotion? Is it a memory?
An example of,
Okay.
Do you want me to be specific about it?
It's actually, you don't have to be specific, if there's a strong emotion, that actually works perfect.
Okay. Well, that was just a bit, I guess what came up was the scene from last night in my head. So should I just tune into the sensation in my body?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, just give me a second.
Absolutely. Just welcome that sensation and any emotion associated with that. Take all the time you need.
Okay, I think I have a little something to work with. It feels
Beautiful.
like a little bit of kind of a sort of a fearish thing in my chest.
Okay, a fierce thing in your chest. So, all I need you to do is just welcome that fear, because a lot of times when we're dealing with an emotion that's strong, we push it away. We don't want to have it. The first in instinct is to, I don't want to feel this. And so, we don't allow ourselves to feel it. And it's counterintuitive, but when we welcome it, it has a tendency of evaporating faster. So, can you simply welcome that fear and anything
Yes.
related to that fear?
Yes.
Beautiful. So, welcome as well when you think of the fear, any stories, any labels, any judgments or conclusions that are associated with that.
Yes, I see them.
Beautiful. And then, can you welcome as well any desire to want to do anything with or about it? So, any wanting it to be different, any wanting to change it, push it away.
Yes, that's clear too.
Okay, wonderful. And then allow yourself to welcome any sense that this is personal, that this is about you and who you are. This is about Therese.
So this actually is the stumbling block for me. So I allow, what, can you say that one again, please?
Yes. So you welcome any sense that this entire issue is personal. Another way of saying that is any wanting to be branded by this issue. Any
Yes, it does.
wanting this
Yeah, I
to
see.
be like you to hold ownership over this.
Yes, it feels, I can welcome that. Yes.
Beautiful. And then, as best you can, just for now, can you let go of simply the identification? So we always say, just for now, as best you can. Can you let go of simply being identified with it in this moment? You can pick it up later if you choose. But just for now, can you allow yourself the relief of letting it go?
Just give me a second. Just tuning into that one.
Sure. And as you tune in, I want you to notice that you have to go into memory to bring the emotion back. And that's a
Yes.
big, 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 big realization. Because in
Is
this
that
moment,
that?
as you're talking to
Sorry.
me, it's not here. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. It's That's thank you for mentioning that, because then I keep going from, because it's not happening right now. I have to go back into last night.
Right. So that's a
And then,
huge one. That
so what do I do then? Because it's not
alone,
now.
so that alone, Therese, as you're new to the Sedona method, if you just contemplate that, over the next few days, it's such a game changer. That realization that you have to go back in memory to feel the suffering. So when we, the
That's
whole
true.
process of letting go is understanding that who you are in this moment, you're detached from the memory. In the now, there is no memory. But when we have to think about and become associated to the emotional intensity, we have to go back in memory, even if it was 5 seconds ago, even if it was last night. And so allowing yourself to let go in the moment is a relief. And over time, it builds, and you allow yourself more and more peace in your life because you can always go back to the memory, but you always have peace in the now. And that's what the Sedona method is getting to, is understanding that you are not the memory of the emotion that is so crippling. So when we ask just for now, it's just giving yourself permission to release in this moment. Yes.
Oh, yes, then I can. Yes, I can.
So in this moment, can you allow yourself to be free of that identification of last night?
Yes.
Beautiful. And would you?
Yes.
And when?
Now.
Beautiful. And since we only have about 4 more minutes, I would really love to go through the cleanup questions with you so you have an opportunity to go through them on your husband. They're really, really beautiful. So would you like to go through them really quickly?
Yes, please.
Wonderful. Okay, so I'm going to go through some questions with you, and I want you to think of the first issue that comes up. It could be the same issue or a different issue that comes up when you think about your husband. And when you have that issue, let me know.
It's the same issue. It's the biggest one for us.
Okay, beautiful. So when you think of that issue and you think of your husband, I'm going to ask you several questions having to do with control, approval, security, and separation. So, first question is, did he try to control you? It's just a
No.
yes or no. No, okay.
No.
And if so, could you let go of wanting to control him back?
Yes.
Did you try to control him?
Yes.
And if so, could you let go of wanting to control him in this moment?
Yes.
Do you now grant him the right for him to be as he is?
Yes.
Beautiful. Did you dislike or disapprove of anything in your husband?
Yes.
And if so, could you just for now let go of that dislike?
Yes.
Did he dislike or disapprove of anything in you? Or did you
Yes.
think so?
Probably yes, I do think so. Yes.
And if so, could you let go of wanting his approval just for now?
Yes.
Do you only have love or acceptance feelings for your husband in this moment?
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Did your husband try to challenge, oppose, or threaten you in any way?
Yes.
And if so, could you let go of wanting to challenge, oppose, or threaten him back?
Yes.
Did you try to challenge, oppose, or threaten your husband?
Yes.
And if so, could you let go of wanting to challenge, oppose, or threaten him?
Yes.
Do you only have a feeling of well-being, a feeling of safety and trust with your husband in this moment?
Yes.
Did you reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate from your husband?
Yes.
If so, could you let go of wanting to do that in this moment?
Yes.
And did he reject, cut off, or in any way try to be separate from you? Or did you think so?
I think so, yes.
And if so, could you let go of that in this moment?
Yes.
And in this moment, Therese, can you have only a feeling of oneness, a feeling of you are me, I am you, with your husband?
Yes.
Well, you got all the questions right on the first try. So it's just a really simple.
The answer, I kept going to memory, and the answer would be no, but in the now, it's yes.
Yeah. And
That's
they're
it.
such beautiful questions because, and if anyone else on the call, I just want to reiterate, it's just a decision for you. It's not a reality because a lot of people, they say, well, this is this way and this is this way. These questions are just for you in this moment. So it's really just to free yourself of any ties. And that's how the more you use them, the more free you do feel. And if you go back and forth with them, if you just Google the cleanup questions, I find that whenever you're in a situation, especially with a loved one that where there's conflict, they really are of such beautiful benefit to both parties. So I just wanted to share that with you, because I know that
Thank
you're
you.
new and
Yeah. I'd love
yeah.
as well to be able to do it as a couple, but he's not quite interested yet. He might be in the future. It would be, I think, good
Yeah.
to do it together.
Just frame it as something else. It doesn't have to be, just frame it as a different thing, how we get along better, whatever. Some people get a little thrown off when there's a method involved, but whatever you need to do to slip it in there, I'm sure, sure you can do it.
Thank you for that.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Therese. I really appreciate you raising your hand, and I'm so excited that you're part of the community. I think that you will thoroughly enjoy getting to know more of the Sedona method as you get more acclimated with the material.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Really appreciate you. Well, that is it, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Again, my name was Ariana Angara, and it was such a pleasure to be with you all. I really, really appreciate you guys, and it was my joy. I hope you guys all have a lovely evening or night, morning, wherever you are in the world, and hope to speak to you again. Bye, guys.